Time to talk some local rugby and maybe a little bit of the test version with our man, Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Wicks. How are we doing, Wixie?
Yeah, good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody listening on 91.2 AM and 2am.com.au.
Mate, let's start with the juniors.
Yeah, we're back with a bit of vigour, of course, if you want the 6s to 12s. They're off to Inverell this weekend when it comes to Central North. So trainings, of course, are on Thursday and Friday nights there at Scones Rugby Field there in Aberdeen Street. Also, of course, in Crendai as well, out at West Creek Road on a Thursday afternoon. So five more carnivals to go there. Also, of course, the Hunter continues on its merry way. But the big weekend, of course, will be Sunday as we have the traditional city versus country games in all those young age groups there between about the 14s and the 18s for the boys and girls. And that'll be out at Ashwood Oval in Bathurst. So you can find out more through nswcountryrugby.com.au. And there'll be something on their Facebook page as well.
Not a lot of local rugby here in the Hunter last week. The Brumbies had the weekend off and I couldn't find a score for the Bulls. What do you know, mate?
Yeah, no, it's just one of those interesting things moving forward that even Central West decided to take the weekend off. But we do have some games this weekend, which will be quite a bit of fun, of course, in the Sandhurst Central North Rugby Premiership. We're moving to round 14. Funnily enough, there was a draw between the most northern characters, as the Magugulay, Maori, Weepala Bulls, and the Sandhurst Arrow, I believe, was at home, drew. But the games this weekend in round 14 have a tough trip for the Renskin and our Red Devils after a big win against the Crendai Lions. And they take on the Magugulay, Maori, Weepala Bulls up in Moree. The Inverell Highlanders take on the Santos Central North, Narrabri Blue Boys. Tamworth Pirates take on Walker. Now, part of that day at 1 o'clock is the Belmore Hotel Scone Brumbies and the ladies will be playing against Pirates, so look out for that. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Crendai side at home will be hosting the Barabra Quarter side. You can find out more through cnru.com.au. Of course, in the women's competition in the Newcastle Hunter Premiership, just go through hunterrugby.com.au, as the Wildfires are actually hosting a game this weekend, so look out for that. Waratahs take on Madawi. Mirror the Carlton take on the Wanderers, and Maitland are on the road to uni. Well, of course, in the fun, which is the big fellas for the fellas, we've got Mirror the Carlton up against Wanderers, Southern Beaches up against Hamilton Hawks, the Single and Earth Moving Bulls are on the road to take on Nelson Bay, and University takes on the crew there from Maitland. So big days rugby there at University, because, of course, in the divisional, or the Pennington Cup there, University take on Lake Macquarie Maroon. Lake Macquarie take on Bogolban. That'll be at St Philip's Christian School there in Cessnock. East take on Madawi there at Dangar Park, and also Cooks Hill take on the Griffins, and that will be, of course, at Empire Park. So all the details there for your local rugby, cnru.com.au and hunterrugby.com.au.
That's right, because Lake Macquarie has dropped back from the Premier level down to the divisional level.
Certainly has.
Yeah, okay. All right, and finally, I'm really not looking forward to this. We need to talk a little test rugby. Can we focus on what the Irish did magnificently over in New Zealand?
Yeah, won the game in the first half, but the All Blacks came back to make it 25-22. But with 15 minutes to go, the Irish are able to score again. Fantastic test series all across the board. Massive ratings for Channel 9 with no promotion for Channel 9, which is disappointing. We had our chances. We butchered two tries in the first 10 minutes, so we deserve to lose. But our best team is not being played at the moment for the Cadbury Wallabies. They've got to pick better players. 3 weeks' time, we have the eToro Rugby Championships. And that all starts, of course, as we said to you exclusively a couple of months ago. We hit the road as the Cadbury Wallabies to take on Los Pumas. But the All Blacks will be looking forward to heading to the Veldt and taking on the Springboks. Also this Saturday on the Sunshine Coast, we've got a World Cup qualifier there as Tonga takes on Hong Kong. So the winner of that will join Chile, who beat America on the weekend. Yeah. And the funny thing about it is there's one spot left after whoever decides what they want to do on the weekend, and that'll be fought for in November as the loser of Hong Kong taking on Tonga this weekend takes on Kenya, Portugal, and now America. So we're down to 18 teams for the Rugby World Cup. You can look at it a bit more at rugbyworldcup.com. But as we shoot through, I want to wish all the kids all the best that are playing for country this weekend. We'll have the names for Central North and for the Hunter over the next 2 weeks. And we've got a nice interview this weekend with Pirates being at home with Rosie Ferguson there, the skipper of the Central North ladies side. So I'll leave you to enjoy that in the coming weeks. We've got a very nice interview also with Jared Logan, who's the number one referee in Newcastle and Hunter Rugby as well. He's got some interesting and salient points considering what's going on in other sports.
Good on you, Wixie. We'll catch up and talk again next Tuesday.
Thanks very much, Bear.